Bray, the creator of the Organised Mum Method. Welcome to the Organised Mum Show. If you are new here, don't forget to hit that subscribe or follow button so you can keep up to date with all of the latest episodes. And if you do enjoy what you hear today, then please leave me a review. I would be immensely grateful. But without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Did you have a lovely Christmas? You don't celebrate Christmas? Have you had a lovely December? We are now in January. It's about how to set expectations and how to deal with people, whether it's family or friends, people that you love, or maybe a work colleague who is not adjusting well necessarily to your new habits or the effort that you are putting into place in order to make those habits stick in your life. So let's think about a real life scenario, and let's go for work. Let's talk about a work scenario. And in my second book, The Organized Time Technique, I always talk about time cuckoos. And these are people that like to steal your little nest egg. And what I mean by this, say you said to yourself, right, I am going to set myself a goal that in 2023, I'm going to make more time for me. This might be something like you're going to take a proper lunch break at work, or you're going to leave work on time. You're going to leave work at your scheduled clock off time rather than just like staying late just because you feel like you have to, or maybe you're helping colleagues with their projects is sat near them. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that this year. I'm going to set a firm boundary. Now, when we are trying to change things, whether that's in our own life or whether it's like just in a general routine that might affect other people, it might cause some waves. And one of the things that I see people come across all the time is like, right, I've done my time management. I've set aside half an hour, 40 minutes, an hour, however long, for me to go and have a proper lunch break at work. And it's the people who become like time cuckoos because maybe potentially they are slightly jealous that you have the time and you've had the forethought and you've had the organizational skills to create that much needed break in the middle of the day for yourself. So you might be faced with a, sorry for you, roll of the eyes, passive aggressive, little tap on the desk with their fingernails, or, oh, you don't seem to be very busy at the moment. Would you mind if I just gave you this task? It's really important. We've got an important deadline. It's a really busy time of the year. And if you were the sort of person that would go, oh, yes, because you feel guilty for having a break. And that is key. And it's about learning, and this is hard, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a mathematical formula that will help you reinforce those boundaries, that will help you when you're in that situation when Dennis comes over with his clipboard and he says to you, oh, Jem, I can see you've not got a lot on at the moment. And in your head, you're thinking, well, actually, Dennis, I raced through my morning's work and I was super efficient so that I could sit down and have a cup of coffee and text my mate. But Dennis didn't see any of that. All Dennis is seeing is you sitting down having a cup of coffee and texting your mate in the staff room. So if that situation occurs with Dennis and he's like, hi, Jem, you don't look like you got a lot on at the moment. I was wondering, we're really stuck. I was wondering if you could help me with this. Here's the formula that I want you to keep in your head. If you do X, you get Y. Okay, I'm going to expand on that for you. So if in the past you have always said to Dennis, absolutely, Dennis, I will help you. The consequence, that's your X, the consequence, which is your Y, will be Dennis will keep coming to you and giving you the work because he knows that you say yes. He might not be being vindictive. He might just think that you are really happy to do it. He might think that, you know, you just sat there bored having a cup of coffee texting your mate. He might think that you are happy to fill the minutes with additional work. And this is a tricky bit. If you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to change that why. I want that why to change. I want that why to be, Dennis doesn't expect me to always pick up the slack. I need to change my ex. So my ex would be in that situation. Dennis comes tottering over and he's like, hi, Jem. I can see you having a cup of coffee and you're texting your mate. Would you mind doing this extra work? doesn't seem like you've got on at the moment, or got a lot on at the moment. Your ex is, the first couple of times you do it, it's really difficult. And if you're the sort of person that doesn't like confrontation or just like pushing back, then I suggest you practice some phrases. Sorry, Dennis. I actually purposefully organised my morning so that I ticked off all my tasks so that I could have my scheduled lunch break. I'll be happy to help you later on in the day if I have time. If I do, I'll let you know. So you've changed your ex, which means the inevitability is that you will change your why. You might need to do that a few times for it to stick. This might feel really icky, especially if you're not used to being, it's not forceful, that's the wrong word, but if you're not used to setting those boundaries. And if you're not used to setting those boundaries, then people will not expect you to push back. So for the first few times, it might feel a little bit awkward and you might get the odd raised eyebrow, but you're not doing this to be awkward. You're not doing this to be mean. You are putting yourself first. And this equation, if you do actually get why, it can be applied to absolutely anything. It's a little bit like that be your future friend that we can also apply to absolutely everything as well, or anything as well. Family, time demanding family. Family who just pop by for a cup of coffee unannounced. It's literally my pet hate. This is something that I really struggle with, like spontaneity. Mike's really spontaneous. Now, there is a time and a place for spontaneity. That is not at 9:30 in the morning when I'm still in my dressing gown, got my coconut oil hair mask in my hair, and I'm doing my Tom 30 minutes. That's not when I want to have a visitor. So these sort of things are tricky. Do you yield to the wishes of the person who is trying to overstep your boundary, or do you set a firm boundary in place, reinforce that equation, if you do X, you get Y. So really good example. This is something that I have to, not as much now, but I did have to reinforce for quite a while, but with my family, because my family they never really worked from home. Like, they worked in fish and chip shops and that sort of thing. And I understand it's really tricky to, like, most people don't really get what I do for a job. Like, I do YouTube videos, I'm a content creator. I do lots of stuff for Rocky. If you hear that, it's Rocky sat behind me, if you hear any funny noises. It's been licking my chair. Rock the housework episodes, that sort of thing. I am on a very strict schedule. I have deadlines. I have to do articles, that sort of thing. But to the outside world, it can seem like I just sort of mess around on the internet for a job. And it can seem that, oh, Gemma doesn't really do a lot. We'll just pop round for a cup of tea. But what happens then is if I stop for an hour in the day, I then have to make up that hour somewhere else. So my ex is, if I yield and give my time to having a cup of tea that's not scheduled, that's not planned, I then have to, my why is, I then have to recoup that somewhere else. And that could be me missing spin because I haven't got time to go to spin that day, or me missing some time with Mike, or whatever it is. Or, you know, I planned in a bath, I haven't got time to do that now. So at the beginning, and this is a real life, this is what I had to do, I felt awful. It was so horrible, but I had to continually remind myself that I wasn't doing anything bad. As a female, I was always taught to be a good girl, don't rock the boat, be nice, do the right thing. And that wasn't necessarily the right thing for me. By making someone else's life easier, by yielding to their requests and not firmly setting my boundaries, I was making my own life harder. And that's a really hard thing to get in the habit of doing. So for the first few months, I was just like, no, I can't stop and have a cup of tea. I've got a deadline. The deadline is in an hour. I've got to write this article. And it's hard. It's really hard to reinforce those boundaries. But after a while, everybody learns the equation. If you do it, you get why. It's a little bit like training a dog, a little bit like training a puppy, right? If the consequences of a certain action are the same every single time, then it just becomes easier for everybody. Everybody knows where they stand. So if you are trying to set up new habits, and those habits that you're setting up, you know, might ruffle some feathers, even like someone's just not used to you acting like that, You have to either have a conversation with them right at the start, saying, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and make time for a proper lunch break at work. This means, Dennis, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I structure my mornings and my afternoons in a way that I am being efficient, which will allow me to free up that time, which I am contractually obliged to. Or, hi, Aunt Carol, I know you live 5 minutes down the road and I know life's been really difficult for you at the moment, but I'm in a really, really busy time at work, so I'm having to be really strict. I can't meet you for coffee in the day. I can meet you in the weekends, but we have to plan it in because my life's getting busier and I'm trying to make more time for exercise. I'm sure you'll understand. So you've given them fair warning. You've explained why. So it's not like this massive shock, but you have to cling on to that equation. If you do X, you get Y. And if you are consistent, persistent, and diligent with pushing that message forward, I promise you, even if it does feel awkward at the beginning, you're doing it for the right reasons. And eventually you will start to turn that ship around and people will understand and know without having to even ask what your new boundaries are. I hope that helps. It's never easy. If I could wave a magic wand and make your life perfect and make it really organized and your home beautiful and sparkly, believe me, I would, but I can't. The best I can do is give you the benefit of my experience and share with you what I have found has worked for me and what also has worked for people who I have worked with over all of those years. Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Organised Mum Show. Don't forget, all of the links for everything that I mentioned will be listed in the show notes below. And if you want to check me out on any of my social channels, then all those links will be down in the description as well. Have an absolutely amazing day, whatever it is you're doing. But remember, there's more to life than housework.